It's entertainment news now, and to Las Vegas we go for Cindy Perlman Gaber and Rolling Stones news this morning. What are they up to, Cindy?
Good morning, Bob, and go Cubs. But the Rolling Stones, 2 years ago, they raced up the charts with the album Hackney Diamonds. And now the Rolling Stones have completed a brand new studio album expected to drop this year. How do we know this? Because Ronnie Wood, well, he sort of let it slip. He was doing an interview in London with a newspaper, and he said, yeah, you'll be getting a new album this year. It's done. And now the band has confirmed what Ronnie said. And he also sort of let it slip that the boys are going to hit the road again. He said, we're going to hopefully do some dates. We'll be back out there. I'm still waiting to find out the details myself. And the exciting news is the Stones are working with producer Andrew Watt again. He does Elton John and Lady Gaga and Sharon. And he did that last Stones album, which was so good. And meanwhile, Keith Richards' son Marlon also leaked some news. And he said that despite age, whatever age is, the guys eat lunch and then they're in the studio every night till 2 a.m. They're still working around the clock.
Unbelievable. It's especially unbelievable that Keith is still in relatively good shape. let's get some more music news on here. Thomas Rhett, I became a big fan of his when he came out with that song, Slow Down Summer. What are we hearing from him? He's coming to Chicago, isn't he? Or he's going to be on tour, I know.
He's on tour. No Chicago dates yet, but he's around us. He's in Iowa, October 22nd, Kansas City, the 23rd, Omaha, the 24th. They usually sandwich a Chicago date in there. I love him, too. He's a great singer. He kind of gets in between country and some light pop music. And now he has this single that's really climbed the charts in just about a week. He remade the classic Georgia On My Mind. He did it for ESPN's 2026 Masters Tournament campaign. But people loved it, and now it's a single that he released, and it's so good.
Let's hear a little bit of it. That's nice.
Nice.
Thomas Rhett singing about his home state. And in the music news department, Taylor Swift. What's going on now? What's the new way she's going to make $1 billion, Cindy?
Well, that's happening tonight, Bob, because to quote Taylor herself, it feels like one of those nights. Tonight, of course, is the Fox iHeartRadio Awards show, which is always pretty fun. And Taylor's camp confirmed a few days ago she will be there. It won't be one of these, is she there, is she not there things. And the big question, though, will she bring that accessory known as Travis Kelce with her? They've got a lot to celebrate as a couple. He just signed a $54 million contract with the NFL. She's up for 9 iHeartRadio Awards, including, listen to some of these categories. I mean, we know Song of the Year, Pop Song of the Year. She's also up for Favorite TikTok Dance, Best Music Video for The Fate of Orphelia, Artist of the Year, Favorite On-Screen Performance for the Eras Tour, Favorite Tour Style. It just goes on and on. But Ludacris, he's the one who's the host tonight. John Mellencamp from over in Indiana is getting a lifetime achievement, and so is Miley Cyrus.
Favorite TikTok dance is an award category now?
It's an award category now. I don't know who she's up against, but I think Smart Money, Taylor, will be thanking the Academy or whoever you think.
Yeah, what's next? Best Dancing Cat? Were you surprised to hear about Stephen Colbert and the new Lord of the Rings movie?
I was shocked, Bob. I mean, when you thought of what would Stephen Colbert do next, I thought we were going to hear he moved his show to Netflix or something like that. I did not think he was going to write the next Lord of the Rings movie. But I guess he's always been a huge Lord of the Rings fan. Peter Jackson, the director, they're good friends. And Colbert said yesterday, I'm thrilled about this. Everyone knows what these books mean to me and what the films could mean to me. And it's a pretty good gig to get into. These movies have raked in $6 billion if you combine the original 3 Lord of the Rings movies with the 3 Hobbit trilogies. And also, this isn't done. The man who plays the Gollum himself, Andy Serkis, he's writing and directing and starring in another Lord of the Rings movie called The Hunt for the Gollum. Remember the little Gollum creature? Well, he's getting his own movie, too.
And finally, on the movie beat, Cameron Diaz with a new project.
I love Cameron Diaz. She's back. She took a few years off to be a mom. She's married to Benji Madden from Good Charlotte. They adopted 2 kids. And now she's back in what looks like a cute rom-com. It's her and British actor Stephen Merchant. He's a workaholic Brit employed at an upscale New York hotel. He needs a wife for appearances' sake. And in one of those things, she pretends to be his wife. She's a stand-up comic. She's desperate for health insurance. So that's what it's come to now. Rom-coms are also a sign of the times.
Desperate for health insurance. All right. Thanks, Cindy. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Bob.